إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, on the subject of حمد of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, in علامة ابن كثير رحمة الله عليه تفسير ابن كثير in the تفسير سورة الفاتحة about this particular ayah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he mentions the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said that among the people of the past, there was a man who praised Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in these words, and he said, Rabbi laka alhamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. He said, O my Rabb, to you is all praise and all thanks, kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik, in keeping with the glory of your glorious countenance, wa azimi sultanik, and in keeping with the magnificence of your realm. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the recording angels had never heard these words of praise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala before this time. And so they were not sure of how much of reward or what to write for this. So they go to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and of course Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows what his slave said even before his slave said that. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in any of these ahadith, when we hear this thing of saying, Allah asked them, Allah asked the angels, what did my slave say? I remind myself and you to understand that this asking is not for the information. This asking is to make those angels witnesses in favor of the slave on the day of judgment. Allah already knows. Allah knows even before the slave thought about what he is going to say. So it's not when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, it doesn't mean that Allah didn't know, that he's asking to find out. No. So this is important to clarify, because otherwise people sometimes get confused. It's how come Allah asked? So Allah doesn't ask for that reason. Allah is not asking for information. Allah is asking because when they now repeat what they have said, then this is a witness in favor of the slave on the day of judgment. So this is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he asks those angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, what did my slave say? So they said, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your slave said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. And we do not know how much reward to write for this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the malaika, to the angels, he said, write the words of my slave just as he spoke them. And I will reward him in keeping with the glory and magnificence of my countenance, and in glory, in keeping with the glory and magnificence of my realm. So this is the reward of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards in keeping with the kind of praise that we have used. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you and me and all of us the kinds of words to praise him and to thank him which he likes to hear, and to give us the kind of words and the kind of attitude of thankfulness which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next ayat after this is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And as I have said before, in relation to the ayah which comes after this, Malik Yawmiddin, which we will talk about tomorrow inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself by means of speaking about two of his attributes when he had the opportunity and he had the chance and he had the power to speak about any of his attributes. So the use of the attributes, the use of the sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, is not accidental. It is deliberate. It's a choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and this choice is for the benefit of the slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have introduced himself in any way, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to say Rahman Rahim. And as I mentioned before, Rahman is the peak of mercy, and Rahim is the is mercy which is long lasting forever, inshallah. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a mercy which is always at its peak and lasts forever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided his mercy into 100 parts. And he said, out of that 100 parts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down only one part into this world. And he said, that one part is the mercy based on which, due to which, you see all the merciful actions in this world, including the actions of animals, where a mother looks after its calf, or looks after its chick, or looks after its cub. So all forms of mercy that we can imagine that we see in this world, and we say, SubhanAllah, look at these people, look at so-and-so, how merciful and how kind and how nice and so on they are. All of this is the result of only one part of the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalalu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserved the other 99 parts of mercy for himself, and he kept them for himself, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that mercy on the day of judgment to forgive his slaves. And we ask Allah to make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive on the day of judgment. This mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mercy about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said that my mercy overcomes my wrath. My mercy overcomes my anger. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow his mercy to overcome his anger when we are standing before him, inshallah. This is the same mercy about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and he said in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your Rabb has written for himself a rahmah. Allah said, the meaning of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your Rabb has written for himself rahmah. And once again, I remind myself and you that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. First of all, for writing for himself rahmah. And when we say, when your Rabb has written, means what? It means that once Allah has written, he does not change. It's not that Allah has written for himself rahmah and then on the day of judgment, Allah will say, you know what, I changed my mind. Doesn't work. That is not how with Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, he's written. Khalas. So first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote it. And secondly, he comforted us by telling us about it. Yeah, Allah could have written it, but he didn't tell us. So we don't know. We are still living in a state of fear. I'm talking about people of taqwa. There are people who are living in a state without fear. Allah protect us from this. Anyone who feels safe from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly misguided. Anyone who feels that nothing will happen to me, I will answer to Allah. May Allah forgive us. There are people who make this statement. Are hum Allah ko jawab denge aur tumhare ko kya bolta hai? Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi. That's a statement of kufr. It's a statement of disrespect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No Nabi ever made that statement. No Sahabi ever made that statement. No Wali of Allah ever made that statement. No one had the courage, the jur'at to actually make a statement like this. That is a statement of pure jahalat. Pure, total, complete. You can imagine the person who says something like that is absolutely the pit of ignorance. He is worse than animals. Because even animals don't say things like this. But insan, human beings are like this. Asfala safilin. They go drop to the worst of the worst. May Allah protect us from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for himself mercy and he told us about this. How merciful is that? Telling us about it is itself an action of mercy. To write mercy for himself is an action of mercy, and to tell us about it is an action of further mercy. These are the examples of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he introduced himself by means of his mercy, by reminding us of his mercy, by reminding us that on the day of judgment, inshallah, we'll talk about that tomorrow, but by reminding us that on the day of judgment, yes, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we are sinful, yes, we have committed sins, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is there, but the same Rabb also told us that his mercy overcomes his anger. The same Rabb also introduced himself as the merciful. He introduced himself as the one whose mercy is always at the peak, and he introduced himself as the one who has kept 99 parts of that mercy only and only to forgive us. Allah does not need his own mercy for himself. Allah's mercy is for us. For who is it? For who is it? Allah's glory is for Allah. SubhanAllah, this is from this. Allah's glory is from Allah. Is Allah's glory is for Allah. Allah's kibriya is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's glory is not for us. Allah's glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for us it is to look at it and glorify Him. But Allah's mercy, who is it for? Allah's forgiveness, who is it for? It's not for Allah, it's for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat is for us. Who else is it for? And that's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to cover us in His mercy completely and totally. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in every single way. And that's why I'm saying to, we need to reflect on these words of the Quran. We need to reflect on these ayat of the Quran. I want to end with a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a slave will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. I'm talking about the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah, how it is. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a slave will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind the slave and He will say, on so and so day, on such and such a time, you did this, such and such a thing. And the slave will say, yes, Ya Rabbal Alameen, yes, this is true, I did this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him again of some other sin and some other mistake that he committed. And the slave will say, yes, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I did this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go on reminding the slave of one after the other of the sins that he committed over and over, many, many sins, until the slave will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, it is true, I committed all these sins. I do not deny any of that. How can I deny before you anyway? But Ya Rabbal Alameen, your mercy was such that in the dunya, you never showed any of this to the world. You covered me in the dunya. The world did not know that I had committed these things. But today, on the day of judgment, before all of these people who are here, I have been exposed. I have been humiliated, and everyone today knows what I have done. Ya Rabbal Alameen, this is my state today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the slave, turn around and look. And the slave will turn around and he will see there is a curtain behind him, between him and the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the slave, this is only between me and you. I am only reminding you. Now I forgive you, go into Jannah. I covered you in the dunya and I have covered you here. I protected you in the dunya and I have protected you here. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah have to do this? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us that particular slave. May Allah make this true for every single one of us. This is how we ask Allah to take our hisab in this way. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, make my hisab an easy hisab. And we ask this dua for all of us, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, make our hisab the easiest of hisab. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another slave. He said, in the people of the past, there was a man who committed many, many, many sins. And among the things that he used to do, he used to steal the coffin of people who were buried. He used to do this. Many sins. And when he was dying, this man said to his, his sons. So he called his sons and he said to his sons, he said, tell me, did I bring you up well or not? Did I look after your needs? Did I fulfill your rights? And they said, yes, our father, you fulfilled all our rights. You gave us everything we needed. You had all your wealth you spent for us, and we are very grateful to you. Then he said, then you have to make me a promise. I said, what is the promise? He said that when I die, I want you to burn me, and I want you to take my ashes, and I want you to blow them away in a strong wind. Take it to the top of a mountain where there is a strong wind and throw the ashes, so the ashes are scattered all over the place. So the son said, what kind of a wasiyat is this? You know, we should bury you, we should wash the body and so on and so forth, and you are telling us burn and blow. He said, no, this is my wasiyat. You do this. If you are true to me and if you are my sons, you must do this. So the father died, the sons burnt his body, and according to his wasiyat, they took his ashes to the top of the mountain and they threw it in a strong wind, and the ashes were gone all over the place. Rasulullah said, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect this man. Because nothing escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect this man, and Allah will ask this man, why did you make this wasiyat? Why did you give this command to your sons to burn you and to scatter your ashes everywhere? The man will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, I was so ashamed of the sins that I committed, that I thought that if my body is burnt and my ashes are blown away in the wind, that I will escape you. I did that because I feared you. I did that because I didn't want to come in front of you. I'm so ashamed of my life. So I gave this command to my sons to say, blow away the ashes. Let not any sign of me remain on the face of the earth. And he said, but Ya Allah, nothing can escape you, and you have now resurrected me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the man that because you are ashamed of your sins, I forgive all your sins, go into Jannah. Enter Jannah. I remind you and myself, this is the mercy of our Rabb. And therefore, we must always remember and think of the mercy of our Rabb. Alhamdulillah, that does not mean that we therefore go into an area of sin. No, we do not commit sins. Muslims do not commit sins. Any sin we commit is because of a mistake, because we forgive, because we forget, or we didn't know. No Muslim should or can deliberately commit a sin. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. This is jahalat. This is kufr. To deliberately do something haram, which we know is haram. This is kufr. This is to directly go against the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a Muslim do that? So we ask Allah to protect us from this, inshallah. But as far as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, anyone who denies the mercy of Allah, anyone who says Allah cannot forgive, Allah will not forgive, has denied the ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this specifically in the kalam of Allah, in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that the one who denies the mercy of Allah has denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to put us in a situation, or never to be in a situation where we lose hope and we despair of the mercy of Allah. We never despair of the mercy of Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in the Quran, and he said, O my slave who has transgressed against himself, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive every sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is oft forgiving and most merciful. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the name of His mercy, in the name of His forgiveness, to forgive us and to cover us with His mercy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.